Good evening, friends and listeners, and welcome to the Nerdgasm Podcast, the podcast where we talk about things that are nerdy and things that are naughty. He is the Eggman, Switch Riggs. They are the Eggmen, Dress Blacks, and 12-Sided Guy. I am the Walrus, Cuckoo Cachoo. Merlin is out this week because he forgot how clocks work.
Oh, clocks.
So you just get us this week. So, welcome back to Switch. We missed you. I guess you didn't really go anywhere.
Not really. I've been watching you guys from afar.
You were the voyeur in the back the entire time.
Exactly.
Tiny, chibi form.
Yeah, I don't like the word voyeur, but I am one. I know it. I don't know.
I don't love the word either. But I do like to watch. I like to be involved too, but I do like to watch. So, I think I might be in charge this week, which is a little bit terrifying. For all the shit I give Merlin, he does kind of hold things together and at least sort of kind of help us wobble drunkenly in one specific direction. So this week we are doing it without him. I think this might actually be the first podcast he's missed. Is that correct?
No, I think he missed one other one in season two somewhere.
Somewhere. At any rate, it doesn't happen very often, clearly. He's the one that tends to just kind of power through and do things even when the rest of us aren't here. So we'll give him a much-needed break this week, and he'll just have to, like, wobble through our audio and be like, what the fuck did they do?
Does this mean no Geeky Weeky?
No. No. Unless someone else wants to do it.
I wasn't planning on it, but I will wobble us through the Geeky Weeky in honor of Merlin. I almost said in memory of Merlin. He didn't
speed
die.
Run it.
He's just out.
Speed run Geeky Weeky. Do it move style and just be like, and that's how it's done.
Some
bam, we'll do it.
Yep. Some Pokemon Psybeamed him. He's out for the count. He's been playing too much Pokemon.
He's somewhere like screaming at Pokemon Go. Or not Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Scarlet. Pokemon Unite.
Unity.
Okay, so I have to admit, I did not jump on the Scarlet Violet train. So I know Switch, you're on the Scarlet Violet train. Are you Scarlet or Violet?
I had to choose Scarlet because Bunny had to have the purple version. So yes, she wanted Professor Daddy as well.
Professor Daddy. Who did you go with as your starter?
I went with Sprigatino, the kitty.
All I keep saying on TikTok is Fuecoco, how do you say it? And they're like, look at him, just
derp.
Nothing behind the eyes. He's just so derped. I love him so much. Like, it's a hoot.
Yeah, I guess Quaxly is considered the gay duck as well.
I'm sorry, wait a second. His name is Quaxly?
Quaxly, yes.
Does he wear a little... I feel like he should have a bow tie. Does he have on a bow tie?
He does not have a bow tie, but he's got a great pompadour going on for a head.
Oh my god. I need Quaxly up on the screen right now. I'm asking you as the man in the tower to give us a Quaxly on the screen right now.
I will. So. We'll put it in... Yeah, we'll put it in 12's hands as you just put them up there. So, yeah, we will... Aww. Yep. We will put some Quaxlys in there. But I chose Sprigatino because I like the leaf starters mostly, and I'm enjoying the new Pokemon. Some of them are weird. Like, one's a like a V8 engine. I was very confused by this one.
A V8 engine?
Yeah, its name is Varoom.
Varoom?
Varoom.
Okay. I thought that was stupid until you told me his name was Varoom, and now I'm here for it. Like, that's the best.
Yeah. But you get why can't I think of its name now? Because mine's named Snack. LeChonk right off the bat.
LeChonk, the pig. Yeah. He's a pig, right?
Yeah, he's a cute little brownish, blackish pig. But yeah. I've been loving it.
I'm trying to find a list of holidays so I can do right by Merlin, and I just can't. I can't. Here we go. I got it. We're good. We'll get it. I'll
get
there, guys.
I feel a little bad. Most of my knowledge of the new Pokemon stems from videos where people analyze how they would eat said Pokemon.
Oh. You're horrible. Bad boy.
Okay, but Fido,
TikTok just decides that
he turns into a
Pokemon,
croissant of some sort. Or no, he turns into a Danish when he evolves. I can't think of his exact name.
Right, he does.
He's like, I mean, listen, some jam and peanut butter on Fido? Come on.
I'm also trying to catch all the deerlings. There's one. They're little deers that are all, for each season, they have a different color.
Aww. See, I like that they do cute shit.
I like how they make Pokemon an ice cream cone. Go have little outfits now. Got Pikachu in a top hat.
Oh, Pikachus have hats in so many different games. But Pokemon Go, he definitely has, like, I have, like, the Christmas one, and I know I have, like, the Ash hat one, that Pokemon, or Pikachu.
I have half of something prepared for later. I'm gonna fuck it all up, but it's okay. So, Pokemon aside, we said we were gonna get, we're gonna have a little fun this week, and, I thought it would be fun to play a quick game. You can make the sad face all you want. I'm still going to do it. Because since Merlin's not here, I'm your daddy now. Here we go. You can giggle at me. You're the only one in this that is close enough that I could swat you. I'm not saying I wouldn't get hit back for it later, but... at any rate, I thought it would be fun to play a quick game of Never Have I Ever. Just to see, I feel like we're fairly well matched. Fairly well. Maybe you three more so than me, but I feel like I've covered a lot of ground in the last year. I think, like, let's just not make anybody confess to any crimes and we should be fine, right? Or, like, no felonies, okay? Keep it misdemeanors, alright?
Okay.
So, do we want to do 5? Everybody gets 5 or everybody gets 10?
Let's go, since it's made quick, let's go 5, I say.
Let's go 5?
Yep, just 5.
Everybody gets their five chances? Does somebody want to start? Does somebody have a particularly good one?
Your game, you start.
My game, I start. Okay.
Youngest goes first. So
it
you.
Is me. That is still me. Guys, I just turned 34. I've been 34 for like 2 whole weeks now. I kind of thought it would feel different. It doesn't. It's just kind of like another year.
Hey, give it 2 more years.
Sorry for the moon penny on the tracks there. Never have I ever... I'll be honest, everything just completely cleared out of my head, so now I'm trying to think of something that's not, like, completely cheating. Oh.
Another reason why I don't like this game is I'm always right there with you, where I'm like, what does one ask?
What haven't you done? That's the hard
thing. You have to say, that's the thing, is you have to say something you haven't done. And never have I ever been hungover.
Was I considered hungover?
Does it count if you're still drunk when you wake up the next day?
Someone woke me up in the middle of the night to give me Gatorade.
Well, because I didn't have... Because you're hungover. I didn't have the rest of the effects, right? So, like, I was just still drunk somehow.
I'm pretty sure if you're still drunk the next morning, that counts.
Yeah, I got drunk the night that I got fired from Teletech the first time.
The first time.
Yep, they had a winter, someone had a winter hotel room, you know, get together, and they were like, we have this, and then we have the special drink that we make. And I was like, all right, give me the special drink, let's do this. Let's see how this goes. Woke me up at 4 in the morning, here's some Gatorade, so you can get out of here at 12.
Drink.
Yeah, drink, essentially.
Shut up and drink.
All right, so since I'm next in the rotation on the screen, at least on my end.
Okay.
Never have I ever skydived. No? Oh,
12!
How was it?
So these days, if you were to skydive, you'd go through, like, way more classes. Back then, they'd throw you, because they did, I thought it was a combination scuba skydive thing. You'd parachute into, like, a lake, and then you'd get to scuba around. It was fantastic. But it was just that's like, awesome. Here's 2 hours in a pool, and then you get to jump out of an airplane, is basically.
That sounds fun.
That sounds super neat. So that puts 12 up next, right?
God, this is... Because it's like, what haven't I done?
Try to think of something you haven't done that you think
we have. Well, that's... Because like streaking, for example, is like, wait, no, I've done that. That's a felony. Jeez.
that's a felony. Well, I would appreciate not having to admit to any felonies.
Well, there you go.
As long as it's 2 years out, you know.
Oh, God, I've crashed
the wedding. Statute of limitations is more than 2 years, isn't it?
Yes, I know. I'm kidding.
I feel like what we're learning here is that 12 has left very few candles unburnt.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well... I've never accidentally burnt down my own house. That's a thing. Gotcha.
There you are.
Never burned down my own house. I don't
know what that thing was, though. We lost you.
I'm struggling to come up with something I haven't done. Come on. Just let me have oh, God.
I don't think any of the rest of us have also burned down our
own house. Well, then there you go.
Cool. I didn't do it.
That doesn't count because you didn't do it.
I'll give it a job. Let him have the one while so he gets another rotation to figure out yes. something else.
So that is, I mean, he can play it. He doesn't, nobody loses a point.
Mm-hmm.
Because Dress Blacks did not burn the house down. Toast did. Fucking Toast.
My younger sibling in my case.
Look. To the kiddo's credit, I think you told me the story as one of them put the fire out. But it reignited, correct?
It reignited when they tossed the embers of the piece of toast into the trash can. And once it hit the trash can, it just went up.
What?
There was no stopping. So they got the hell out of the house and let the neighbors know what was going on.
How old was Toast?
They did all the right things.
Yeah.
How old was Toast? No. I'm not calling the kid Toast. I'm literally saying that the toast is what caught the house on fire. Okay. It was Floof.
Okay. Well...
I'm not gonna start calling her Toast.
Well, you called her Bread ahead before that, so you know. You would call her Bread.
Boo.
Yeah, I know.
How old were they when that happened?
Let's see, that would have been 07. Or 17, I mean.
So I was just going to college.
8.
Okay, that makes a logical sense for an 8-year-old.
For 8 and like 14, 15? Like they
8 and 13.
Yeah, that's pretty logical for those ages to throw it in the trash can. So,
all right, switch.
Switch? What?
Why? Oh, no, you went.
Yeah.
I think it's my turn.
Dress Blacks.
Never have I ever traveled outside of North America.
Yeah, no.
Is Mexico North America, or is that Central America?
For a Canadian friend, it would be never, ever, ever left Canada. Okay.
You've been to Mexico, though, so that doesn't count. So Mexico doesn't count.
Mexico's North America.
North America is the physical, you know, North and South, not just the United States.
Good. 12 is...
Yeah, there's a reason I hate this guy.
Where did you go, 12?
Oh, I've been all over Japan, Egypt. Well, Costa Rica still is technically the States, but... Yeah, I've been all over the place.
Okay.
I did not specifically design this game so that I would win, just so you know. I think, oddly enough, I haven't done shit. Yeah.
Oh, I got one. I got one that's going to get her.
Never have I ever... The weird thing is I'm still having trouble thinking of things that I haven't done that I think you guys would do. Short of being like, never have I ever had a penis.
Put in.
That's cheating.
Because you have.
But whatever, you've had several once.
I said, I myself I myself have not had a penis attached to my body. Mm-hmm. Did you? Was that a yowl? I just heard ram from the other side of the room. I apologize. The cat has no interest in my penis. I'm sure. Never have I ever had a reptile or amphibian as a pet. I've only ever had fuzzy pets. I guess fish. I've had a fish. Wait, a fish is an amphibian.
Fish is a fish.
A fish is a fish. Cool, then I'm still good.
Yeah, no, I'm good on that one too. Never had a reptile.
Okay, wait, I got 12 Androsplex on that one. So what did what did you guys have?
Iguana.
I had a frog.
Iguana? What was the iguana's name?
Oh god, I don't remember. It was so long ago. I was 8.
You were 8? What was the frog's name? You guys, come on! You're killing me. Come up with a cool name for some. Switch. Thank you!
Never have I ever been... Oh lord.
Hang on, friends. Oh. Hang on. Oh. Hang on. Hang on.
What do we got? What do we got? Got a Merlin calling, I bet.
I think the iguana was called Gilgamesh.
Anyway, so I'm going to be mean and do an easy one to get it figured out. Never have I ever been married.
Oh, you absolute motherfucker!
Oh, so I've been married as well? I did not know this.
No, I misheard. I'm sorry.
No. Bibbidi Bobbidi, back up.
No, what? No, misheard.
No, what?
I'm fucking with you. I'm totally fucking with you.
Okay. Just messing? Okay.
I just knew she'd be like, what?
See, that's something you've never done, 12. There you go.
I have somebody pressing, and I'm like,
that was a good one. There you go. There's one.
Yep. Never have I ever given roadhead.
Have you ever given what?
Roadhead.
Oh, roadhead? No, not Ryan.
Oh, fuck.
Well, never mind. He didn't get me.
Oh, I know. That was the point. That was a moose specific.
Yeah, that's pretty goddamn moo specific. Thank you very much.
I've just been the driver when those things come up.
Yeah.
Guys, I have to say, I gave... This is... we're going to move Penny on the tracks. This just for a minute. The other morning...
57 seconds.
So every morning before I leave, I go and I give Titmouse a kiss goodbye, and then I give Dressblast a kiss goodbye. And he has this little spot on his right hip that's not fuzzy. Because a lot of them is fuzzy, but this one little spot is not fuzzy. And this is just this cute little area where, like, his hip and his thigh meet. I just like that spot. And I went to rub it, and my forearm, like, rubbed across, and I was like, oh, he's hard. Hi. Didn't expect that this morning. And I think it's the first situation I've ever been in where it was like, how fast can I blow him? Kind of situation. Or like a where like he didn't have to like hold back. Like there was nothing, like there was no, what's the word for it? Normally he has to put his dick in somebody, right? Like it's gotta go somewhere. Foreplay? Else. No, there's
no
foreplay.
Need for restraint.
There we go. Thank you. That's the words that I was failing miserably at. And I felt like I did a pretty darn good job.
There you go.
And that was neat. There had never been a situation, because I used to ask my ex-husband, like, if you didn't hold back, how fast do you think this could go? And he never would entertain the question at all, right? Like, had no interest in it. And I was like, no, I'm asking you to literally do nothing. I'm literally just asking you to not hold back. How long do you think it would take? And it...
There has to just be a technique. Quickest has been minute and a half, 2 minutes for a blowjob?
I wasn't counting. It was a few minutes. I don't know.
I was half awake.
Yeah. So, I apologize. I moved Penny on the tracks that this should be... Switch? No. Switch went. Married, blowjob.
It was Dress Blacks. Yeah, it was Roadhead for him, and then now it's Dress Blacks. Yes.
Now the Mario thong song stuck in my head.
Dress Blacks, I think, is struggling to come up with something he's never done. Once again.
I have never have I ever participated in, like, an online video game contest. No,
like, that's mean. That's mean.
What are we defining as a competition?
Tournament?
You just throw a never have you ever done online gaming?
No, I've done a little bit of online gaming. I've just never done it in a...
Competitive.
In a formal competitive way.
I don't think I have either.
I did. It was actually a Halo 3 tournament, and I normally carry people, but the person that I was with carried me all the way to that first place. I was just there. Yeah, tournament or something.
I did take place in a Just Dance tournament when I was in grad school.
He did specify online. So.
He did specify online. This was just like with the hall groups. I made it to the was it semifinals, quarterfinals? Like, quarterfinals. I did okay.
I have participated in-person, like, game tournaments. Nothing, like, official, sponsored by anything. But yeah. Not online.
Mm. Remember, LAN parties. StarCraft.
I'm going to turn my microphone real quick. I'm sorry, Switch. I think we're having trouble picking up Dress Blacks looking at the...
Only a little, but I'm understanding what he's saying. So.
Gotcha. Never have I ever I don't know if any of you have done this, but never have I ever fucked somebody in a furry costume. Have I had any sexual involvement with a costume like that? 12, really?
On more than one occasion. The landlady being one of them, sorry. Actually. Because she had a thing
so
for
were
furries.
You in the costume?
No, well, on a couple of occasions, yes, they're hot. They are like
they're
I don't know,
hot.
Yeah, oh yeah, like the 1 year, the Big Bad Wolf and Granny Cleaning mask. That thing, like 10 minutes, I was like, okay, that's like if that could not breathe, right? Like I don't know how anyone. I don't know how anyone does it. Just like all day in a park.
So the
other night I saw Moo in a costume like that for the first time. It wasn't a furry costume, but in costume for the first time. It didn't happen for me.
Thank God. Because the thought of having to put that on and do any type of physical activity is
beyond simply like skipping down the hallway and waving.
So one time for like Little Sibs weekend, they rented like the biggest inflatable slide you've ever seen in your entire life. It looked like the Titanic sinking. And so you had to crawl up a fuck ton of these stairs to go down the slide. And somebody was like, oh, go down the slide. I should not have said that. We're going to have to edit out the animal that I just said. I apologize. And so I crawled my happy ass up there, and I about died by the time that I got to the top. So it wasn't slide down so much as it was just try not to die as I careened towards the earth, because it took so, like, it was probably 30 feet tall. Like, it was a big inflatable slide. It was a lot.
So
peaceful to look like a
sea. So I'm trying to get to this. I'm sorry to cut you off, Trispex, but I need to need a little bit more specification with this this never have you, have I ever, because it depends on the level of furry we're talking about. If we're talking only fursuit level with our mersuit level, no. If we're going Neku where they can have cat ears, tail, and like furry legs and feet. Okay, then no, you don't get me. You know, it depends on how liberal you wanted to be with that answer.
No, because I've worn cat ears or fox ears or cow horns or whatever, you know what I mean?
But I'm talking like the hands, the feet, the everything besides the torso, essentially.
Did you feel like a furry when you were done?
Well, I always kind of feel like a furry, but you know, that's just personal preference, you know?
I'm going to say no. Okay. I'm talking fursuit.
Okay.
It needs to have a head.
It's got to have a head.
Okay. Okay. So no then.
Or okay. The mini partial, they so call it. On it's just the head and the clothes.
It's Neku. Depends on the animal as well.
Well, no, I just mean the fursuiter is called a mini two? Partial.
Thinking here.
Switch. How many you at?
Three. Yeah. Trying to think of something maybe convention, you know, wise. I don't know. Because you got me in the first you thought. I know.
I feel like I'm finding out we are simultaneously more interesting and less interesting than I had hoped.
In some ways, yes.
Like, I'm not surprised 12 is the first one out by any stretch of the imagination. I'm surprised you lasted as long as you did, quite frankly.
Oof.
Sorry, I'm calculating a number. Nope, it's not going to work no matter what I do there.
I don't think mathematics gets involved here. Okay. I feel at this point, rather than waiting and taking turns,
she's got you. You can get her out.
What's that, 12?
Okay. I'll ouch you real hard if you want. On an easy one, I've never ever worn gold nail polish. There you go. See, that's an easy one. I've worn nail polish, but not gold.
Dude, but I'm all about these nails, though. Can we talk about these? Do we see how sharp these are?
Those are fantastic. Nice.
Well, and they look good with the outfit and everything.
My fingers do the weird drifty sideways thing, though. I think that might be arthritis setting in. But I actually, funny story, part of the reason why I asked her to taper my nails when she did them is so they would go in things, people. So they would go in people. Easier.
Safely.
that was the thought behind that.
See, I got the Italian going on here with the three fingers.
Dress Blacks, you're up.
Up again?
Yep. Never have I ever.
Never have I. No, that's not true.
what were you gonna go with?
it's really obvious of them. I was going to say, I never electrocuted somebody on purpose.
Oh, that would be
me. Oh, damn it.
That would get me.
Yeah, but you've very clearly done that. That's actually, I think I might be the only one that has not done that. Fuck, that should be my next one.
Look, I grew up on a farm. You know, you just, some people had it coming on occasion. You got cattle prods and just pfft.
No, they did it sexually. There was some sexual electrocution going on, which was a little terrifying, to be perfectly honest. But
never have I ever Xeroxed my ass.
Oh. No.
I don't think I have. I have Xeroxed my hand. I have fully smacked my hand in the copier.
I think everybody has.
Mm-hmm.
If you've touched a copier, particularly as a kid, copy your hand.
But the only time I've had access to a copier is like my current workplace, and it's not really the type of place where you just take your pants off and put your ass on the copier, you know?
It's not safe. It's not rated for our weight limits.
There's that too. Good try. Bad hands, Clive.
Let's see. You guys gotta get me down to at least two.
Switch hat.
No.
Switch is just over here like, just rubbing his ass on every copier he comes across. It's like a whole serial thing. He's turned it into a coffee table book at this point. It's just his ass on different copiers.
I do have a different thing that I do at certain things, with certain locations.
That was Siri that just said that's not nice. Apparently Siri doesn't like the idea of you having a coffee table book of your ass. Oh, fuck. I had one, too, and she threw me off. Fuck. Ah! Damn it to hell. I don't know if I can say this or not.
As long as it's not a felony, go for it.
No, but I don't know if it counts. Never have I ever had a one-night stand.
Oh, damn it. It's normally two dates, but I did have one.
I'm pretty sure.
You sure?
I mean, well, yeah, because I ended up with him.
Yeah, then no, it's not a one-night stand. You continued. You have to at least see the person at least twice, or maybe do something with them twice.
Bam! Bitches!
Yeah, 12's been out for a while. It's okay.
It's you again.
Yeah, I know.
Unless 12 thinks he can get one of us out. Unless he thinks of something that he hasn't done.
I'm out. 12 is out. I was out ages ago.
Oh, I know he's out, but I would, at this point.
Oh, no. That defeats the purpose. You have to out each other now. This is like high school. You have to out each other.
What he hasn't done.
Oh, that's another mean one. A cheaty one.
Go for it.
Never have I ever owned an iPhone. Yeah, see? See? Cheaty.
Just looks when I'm on iPhone. How many you got? You still two?
Two.
Oh, man.
I know a lot of things that you could say that would just gone, but I'm not going to tell you.
Never have I ever grown a beard.
Oh, that one's pretty easy. Alright,
You got me an iPhone.
Yeah, I did. There's much more spicier ones that you could say, but
I mean, there are spicier ones, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of spicy ones. Oh, go for it.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna end it here. Never have I ever been the subject of a photo shoot.
Fuck!
I'm sorry, I have to specify spicy photo shoot.
Spicy photo shoot.
Because there's always, well, I mean, there's high school photos, you know, that's...
Senior photos and everything. Congratulations, Switch, you are the first inaugural Thanksgiving Never Have I Ever champion.
Ooh, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
That depends. How do you feel about stuffing a turkey?
An extra slice of pumpkin pie on Thursday.
Or some kind of pie.
Oh, definitely. There's some
bunny pie.
Definitely some pumpkin pie, and yes, there'll be some bunny pie after the end of the sentence ends. But I think we're here for a Geeky Weeky at this point.
We are here for the Geeky Weeky, and I am going to power through it, because that's how it should be done. So we are going to go ahead and start with Sunday, November 27th. I don't remember what the sneaky peeky of the Geeky Weeky was, because I'll be honest, sometimes when he does the Geeky Weeky, I tune out a little bit.
You turned into Mococo?
I turned into Mococo. To be perfectly honest, I'm usually either texting something dirty to 12, or I'm texting Dress Blacks and going, hey, we're in the middle of Geeky Weeky, it's this day, if you want to get naughty, come on up here. So I don't remember what the sneaky peeky of the Geeky Weeky is. I'm going to just power few. Holy fuck. power through a couple of these. So Sunday, November 27th, is the first Sunday of Advent. Monday, November 28th, that is Cyber Monday. Hooray, get your deals in, get your shopping. Don't go out on Black Friday. Just don't go out at all. Just, I mean, actually, by the time you're listening to this, wibbly wobbly timey wimey, it's already passed.
You shouldn't have gone out.
You shouldn't have gone out. And shame on you if you did. Monday the 28th is also National French Toast Day, which I am here for. It is my favorite. Tuesday, November 29th, is International Day of Solidarity with the Palestinian people. It is also Giving Tuesday. So if you have a cause that is near and dear to your heart, please consider donating. If you can't donate, spread the word. Get the information out there. That is a great thing to do on Giving Tuesday. Wednesday, November 30th, International Computer Security Day. My version of computer security is just Blacks fix it, and then he fixes it for me. Or Switch, Merlin, somebody Parsec in and fix this.
Fanatical has a really good deal on cybersecurity certification right now, actually. You can get your certificates in that real cheap. Fanatical.com.
Who knew? Wednesday the 30th is also National Mason Jar Day, National Personal Space Day, so please respect other people's, and Day of Remembrance for all victims of chemical warfare. We are now into December, Thursday, December 1st. It is National Christmas Lights Day, guys, which is super duper exciting. That's probably got to be one of my favorite holidays that I've ever read on here before. It is on a less fun note, but equally important, probably more important, it is World AIDS Day. Friday, December 2nd, National Bartender Day, National Mutt Day, International Day for the Abolition of Slavery. I'm going to go ahead and say that the International Day for the Abolition of Slavery, good deal more important than the mutts and the bartenders, sorry. Saturday, November 3rd, is the International Day of Persons with Disabilities, Candle Day, and World Pear Day. So again, if this was Merlin, he would be telling us absolutely everything. It would be 400 people's name days, whatever. It's okay.
Throw in that salt. And shade.
Next week's, starting with, I'll throw all the things, starting with Sunday, December 4th, your sneaky peeky at next week's Geeky Weeky. Monday the 5th is the Day of the Ninja.
Ooh.
So go be sneaky.
You sure you saw
it? Do you see how fast I just fucking rocked that out? I have a couple things that I want to talk about on the naughty section this week.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, one of them I'm going to make Dress Blacks talk about, because Dress Blacks went to a conference, right?
No, it was a presentation.
Sneak on up here.
I
found this really interesting, and I just really wanted him to kind of share some of what he learned at the presentation with you guys. So.
I worked a pharmacological presentation. I do that a couple times a month, usually. And this one was a bit more interesting than the others, because this one was about birth control. And they were presenting to a group of mostly family planning doctors, you know, the head of the local Planned Parenthood and stuff, about a new form of birth control. And what was interesting is, what the doctor was saying is basically all the birth control that we all know and love is just variations on a theme. You know, it is different mixes, different ways to...
basically progesterone and then the estrogen and progesterone in different combinations
right.
For most of them.
And this is the first fully new formula in like 50 years. And it uses was it estriol, which is
estradiol or something?
Estrol.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a form of estrogen, and it's found in fetal livers. It is not derived from fetal livers, but the same estrogen can be found in fetal livers, and that's how it's used to trick the body into thinking it's pregnant, because it thinks it has a fetal liver in it.
Clever! Huh. See, you didn't explain that to me before. That's actually really interesting.
And it's also supposed to be one of the safest forms of birth control for people with hypertension. It has less hormonal effect on your blood pressure and all that sort of stuff. And it's just something to, I can't remember what it's called right at the moment because this is almost 2 weeks ago now, speaking as we are. I got to talk to the doctor who was making the presentation a bit, and he's been in reproductive healthcare longer than I've been alive. I mean, he was on one of the teams that was doing some of the earliest in vitro fertilizations, talking about, you know, being a med student, and you know, some of the earliest study work he did was helping take care of 300 female monkeys and their six very happy male counterparts for the lab, things like that. He was an interesting guy. He also told me his personal theory about dieting. He calls it the masturbation diet. And basically he says, you know, if you don't need to eat and you're hungry, masturbate instead. And this guy has so many freaking letters behind his name, it's ridiculous.
MDCCDNCMPIFFACOG. Like, literally, I mean, this guy's name is, like, it's the whole friggin' business card.
I mean, he traveled, like, 500 miles to do this presentation.
What I found really interesting when he told me that, actually, is when I lost all the weight the first time, that's kind of essentially what I was doing. Like, I wasn't masturbating, but, like, I would go read smut. Basically is what I would do, and then I would feel like I'd be horny and not hungry, and it just kind of like fooled my brain. Like, I wasn't starving myself, but it was one of those situations where it's like, you've had breakfast, you've had lunch, you don't need a snack, just wait till dinner, you'll be fine. And I was doing that, and so it was kind of neat to hear like an actual medical doctor be like, hey, guess what?
Yeah, well, he said studies have shown that if you were to draw a Venn diagram of human satisfaction, that food and sex cross over the largest. It's a huge crossover between the two. And you know, this is a guy who knows more about women than most women. He was joking about that. He goes, look, I don't know much about, I've spent my entire life studying women. I don't know much about men. What little I know about men is being one myself and what I've learned from women about men. And he goes, this new birth control drug is one of the coolest new things that I've seen in a while. And, yeah, he was just an interesting guy. That's awesome. I told him about the podcast.
Hey, maybe we can get some more people with him.
Well, I guess he asked, like, if it's anything he would know. And when Dress Blacks was like, no, probably not, because my grad school came up. And when he mentioned that, the guy was like, oh, which program is she going through? Because, like, he knows all of the professors in all of the programs. And they're like, well, no, there's not a program. She had to invent one. Like, he's like, oh, okay, yeah, I didn't think I knew of any program at that university. But, like, he knows everything and everybody. He was
like, yeah, go her. Yeah. Huh. Do your own thing.
So. It was just really neat. Like, that's the first thing that I've heard about. I mean, as someone who for a while there had issues with hypertension and then also was taking birth control, like, that's kind of a cool thing to hear. So that was kind of like the nerdy, naughty part. Thank you very much for sharing. I was just so excited about that. I thought that was such a neat thing. And I just love that there's somebody saying, the masturbation diet.
Can we get a shout out of the professor's name?
His name is Dr. Simon, actually. And he, Dr. Simon, he is a specialist with intimate medicine. So, but it was just neat. It was just like the kind of presentation that, like, there's no reason other than working that presentation that he would have ever been in that room. And so it was just kind of like a neat thing to even get to hear secondhand. So, my naughty or naughty thing that I wanted to bring up, just because this is something I was going to bring it up last week and I forgot. And thank you to 12 for reminding me. this kind of came up. It's come up a couple times, actually, in the last week. We had kind of gotten to a point where, during sex, I had learned to be quieter. And just close quarters, sharing, you know what I mean, we're sharing space, we're right on the other side of walls from people. Like, it's the kind of thing you do as a courtesy, right? But we have had a couple instances lately where that has not been the case. I'm trying not to look at you because I can see the beginnings of a smirk forming and it's messing me up. Thing that I did not realize was the thing. I was apparently getting loud the other night, and Dress Black's solution was to just clamp his hand over my mouth, and it sent me through the roof. Because I didn't realize that was the thing that I had. And so I'm wondering, gentlemen, what your opinion is on noise during sex, what your opinion is on should your partner be loud? Would you prefer they not be loud? What, you know, I just in general, I guess that's what I want to talk about, is like the whole notion of do we get loud? Do we not get loud?
You want to go first, Paul?
If the situation allows for it.
Yeah. But are you like, you want your partner like screaming from the ceiling, or you...
No, that just sounds annoying. No, I mean, you know, appropriate for the situation, enjoying yourself, not faking it, not going overboard, you know, but again, appropriate for the situation. The situation allows it. You're in a private place. You've got a big enough house. You're in a cabin for the weekend, something like that. You know, not when the kids are trying to do their homework.
Right.
In the room next door.
It's true. Go ahead, Joel.
I mean, I prefer loud personally, and that's just me, but I totally understand, at least from the opposite side, the enjoyment of the being made to be quiet. It has been related to me over the years that there's the, how did you say it one time? It was akin to the one time where you said you need to be used, right? Like, objectified, almost, to be desired to that point where you're used that way. It's been expressed to me that there's an element of that and being controlled that comes with the being made to be quiet.
I think that's part of it. It's kind of this notion of, look, I did this to you. Bless America. Guys, I'm having some real earbud issues here, sorry. I think there's something to be said for this notion of, I will make you be as loud as I want you to be, and I will shut you up when I feel like it. Which is not something that I would allow just anybody to do, but I think there's something when you trust another person, it's just another element of control, and it's, you know, I, like, look, I know it. I think part of it is competency kink, too. So it's, I know what to do to make you that loud. You will be that loud until I tell you not to be, and then you'll be quiet.
Well, and it's interesting you mentioned that, because I've found that when you... Oh, how to put this? There. Go ahead, switch while I figure out how to word that.
Okay. So yeah, I know I've been with loud, I've been with quiet, and quiet just as a straight up turn off, like, for me. I've, like, she was a literal, not to be mean, starfish in the sense of she didn't make any noise. But yeah, no, I like, it's the, for me, it's knowing that I'm actually doing something and they're enjoying it. It's a mental, like, oh, hey, they're enjoying what's going on. You know, when you don't make noise, I'm like, is something wrong? You know,
I agree. And I think there's a double standard between men and women. I think men are allowed to be quieter overall, whereas women are expected to make some level of noise. And porn may have something to do with that, yes. But, like, for me, I'm the same way. Like, if I can't hear any verbal cues, because, like, a lot of times my face is not, like, I'm sorry, but, like, if my face is in your lap, I can't see what your face is doing. Mm-hmm. Or if I'm face down, I can't see what you're doing. And so I don't know if you're enjoying it. Like, yeah, great, you're still hard. I get that. Like, but some people that I've been with, you know, a strong breeze would make them hard. So it's not like that's an accomplishment.
So to the effect, hold on, well, I'm sorry, I got a little bit on that before you change it for me. I was trained to make noise because I used not to, and you know exactly who you are who did it to me. Like, they would literally be like, you must make noise for me to do something, and I'm like, it was hard because I'm so used to being silent with other partners. But that was some training. And now depending on the person and how Bunny feels, if she wants to hear anything, I'll make more audible noises than normal. But you know who trained me, and you know who you are.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned training, because, and you might have something to say on this, Moo, is it has been my experience that, I suppose you could say that the ones that identify typically as cis women, one of the common things I've heard over the years is that it drives them nuts how many men have no idea that women like noises. Like, please, for the love of God, give them audio feedback so that they knew they're doing a good job. And this is just a mystery to a lot of people, and I'm a little surprised that it isn't more communicated, I think.
Yeah, honest to goodness, if, depending, most days, if I have porn on, it's somebody, I'm gonna out myself on this one. This is something my ex-husband made so much fun of me for. I found this porn video, and it was weird. Like, it was not my normal, something that I would enjoy. And it was a guy, I don't want to say fucking a boot, because he didn't like have his dick in the boot, but like he had his hand in the boot and he was using the boot to put, it was a woman's boot, to put pressure, like, and I think his dick was on like a footstool or something.
But effectively masturbating with the boot.
I couldn't tell you what this guy looked like. I couldn't tell you what his dick looked like. I remember that the boot was black, but I didn't actually watch the video. I just listened to the audio, because it's not like he was like, oh yeah, fuck me, boot. Like, he was just like, he wasn't like talking about the leather or anything. He just was making noises of enjoyment. And my ex saw that one on my phone the one day and was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I'm like, I don't actually watch it. I like the noises that he makes. And he could not conceive of how that, but I guess maybe just some people are more visual and some people aren't. And I think part of that comes from, as a woman, sometimes, like I said before, you don't always have the luxury of actually being able to see what's going on, because very often your face is not where it needs to be. And also, if I take these off, I can't see anything. So, like, if I don't have glasses on, I'm fucked. I won't be able to. I can't read facial expressions. I can vaguely guess at body language. But Dress Blacks is the first man I've been with who's really...
He makes some nice noises.
Vocal. He does. He makes very nice noises, and he uses words, which is very nice sometimes too. And he does everything in the same tone of voice that he does, like, in normal day-to-day life, but I don't know how to explain it. It's just different. And it's gonna piss 12 off that I say this, because I don't like it when 12 does it. It's borderline patronizing. Though I guess I do like it when 12 does it sometimes. Like, the patronizing tone is just kind of like, it has to be saved for, like, it's the good girl tone. Good girl borderlines on patronizing. It's just that simple. But he's the first person I've ever been with that could do that. But I had the same kind of experience with 12 in the beginning, because 12 and I only had audio, And so it was the simplest things and the simplest shifts in tone or shifts in breathing that he would notice in me that I started being able to notice in other people that I wouldn't have otherwise. But dress blacks, again, could do the same thing. And it was bizarre to me how, and again, maybe this is just part of the issue and obviously why I ended up divorced in the first place, but like somebody that couldn't read any of that in person for a decade, and then here comes these two, and both of them can tell over the phone exactly where I'm at this point in whatever, you know, masturbation cycle happens to be going on. Like, verbal cues or changes in breath that I hadn't even learned to recognize in myself, that the two of them were like, oh, I can tell you're getting close. And I'm like, how? Because I didn't know. But they were right. I'm looking to see if anybody else has anything to say. I feel like I've very much monopolized today in general.
Well, you're good.
You've simply led.
You know, Moo, this is your show. We're here because you and Merlin decided to create it, but it's your show.
No, I just haven't been able to find the exit.
I need you to be here and look good for me. So.
Mm-hmm. Working on the beard. We haven't shaved this month.
It looks good. This month. Oh, right. I was thinking it was beginning of December. I was like, this month, it's barely even. No, actually, it's almost the end of November, guys. I don't know when that happened.
Think of coloring
it
in.
I don't think Dresswax has shaved this month
Speaking
either.
Of November, what the fuck is it with this no-nut November bullshit?
Fuck.
Who just, yeah. Who decided no-nut November was a good idea? I'm pretty sure I literally came, like, hours into November.
Definitely. Because, I don't know.
But I also just recently learned about Locktober.
About what?
Locktober.
Locktober?
Oh, yes. For
like chastity?
Yes.
No.
So how do you go Locktober into No Nut November and not murder somebody?
I don't know.
It would be death to all December.
I guess.
I love that band.
No.
Death to all December. I don't think it's a secret that I like sex. And the thought of, like, we've literally had a discussion about, like, I have curiosity about getting, like, a hood piercing, right? But the problem with a hood piercing is it takes 6 weeks to heal.
Oh.
I'm gonna not touch for 6 weeks? I don't think so. Like, you wanna watch me have a complete fuck mental breakdown, that's it right there. That's don't come for 6 weeks. There you go.
No, we don't want that because I know one of us would be murdered by the end of it.
Like, I guess I'm impressed by the people that can do that. Have either of you, since we brought this up, I feel like 12, you've done everything. Have you ended up having to do some kind of like chastity challenge?
I'm sorry, repeat that? Oh, chastity challenge? Oh, God.
Have you
not
had
a
to
very
go
long
through
time?
A chastity challenge? I mean, you masturbate, like, multiple times a day, so I can't imagine you either just not touching
yourself. Oh, God, no. I'm one of those people, if I don't get laid, like, once a week, I am unhappy. A chastity challenge is one of the things where... So, once for charity, cancer, and then another one of those, like, how would you... A bachelor auction, I suppose you could call it, and the purpose was to save up prior to the auction so that you were full for later.
Okay. Yes, I have, by the way. It's difficult. because you're so used to me, you know, masturbating or, you know, having sex with somebody, you know, at least weekly, you know, multiple times a week, and the masturbating probably daily, if not a couple times a day.
And we used to do that like a couple days before I would come to visit in the beginning before I moved in, and that was like a nightmare.
Her 3-day challenges were.
Yeah. I do remember at least a 1 month choosing, and they were allowed to do things in front of me, but I was not allowed to do anything. It was really nice at the end, but the torture throughout the entire thing, getting pictures and naughty texts and everything else, it was an adventure, but it paid off really well, but I don't want to do it again.
Yeah, I don't know that I could do the thought of doing a 3-day challenge now, like in the same house. I don't think I could do it. Like, I genuinely don't think I could do it. And it's different here too, because there's another person in the mix, right? Like, it's hard for me sometimes. Like, we have to take turns. He only has one dick. And it's hard for me just waiting until it's my turn some nights. Most nights. And so that's something, like, clearly I need to work on. But, like, I just don't see the fun in it that other people do. Or they're like, it's a chastity challenge. I did it. And I'm like, I would rather just not do it. Like, I don't need to be a good girl on this one.
A lot of athletes do it.
Because
chastity challenges?
Athletes do it?
Yeah, athletes do it. It increases testosterone. Plus, it usually makes them more competitive. Because, you know, they're not happy either.
Yeah, I can see that. All right. And that's maybe why they have such a time after their actual thing that they do with all the sex in their rooms that they have after. Give off all those condoms. Well,
I think that is an excellent place to stop. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. I'm going to be the Merlin and the Moon tonight. We'll see if I can do this. I would like to remind you all, thank you so much for joining us this evening. Thank you for listening to the Nerdgasm Podcast, the podcast where we can talk about, and we do talk about, things that are nerdy and things that are naughty. You can find us in a handful of different places, but the best place to find us is going to be on our Linktree, and that's at linktr.ee/nerdgasm, spelled N3RDGA5M. By the time you're listening to this, Thanksgiving will have passed. I hope that if you celebrate, you had an excellent one. I hope you had a good time with your friends, with your family, with whomever. And I hope that you remembered to be excellent to each other. Enjoy yourselves and love yourselves. Be good to yourselves. Give yourselves grace. Don't forget about the leftover pie in the fridge. And enjoy that too.
Especially if you're actually doing it. Enjoy the pie. That's all you're getting.
Good job.
The effort to do better is still progress.
And you know what? If you're not doing No Nut November, oh no, we lost it. That's okay. Then fuck the pie and stay naughty.
Just fuck the pie.
Yep.
Until next time, friends and listeners, we will talk at you later. Bye for now, friends.
Bye.
Sorry, I had a random crash.